Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM-FM. We're all business all the time. Today on the show, from Georgetown, Massachusetts, we have a neuropsychologist and the owner of Lafayette Counseling Center. You can visit our website at www.drdiane.com. Please join me in welcoming to the roundtable Dr. Diane Roberts Stoller. Diane.
Hi. Yes.
How are you?
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure.
All right, so let's jump right into things. Tell me a little bit about Lafayette Counseling Center and your work as a neuropsychologist over there.
My practice has been open since 1979 with a focus on trauma and pain management. And I'm also a board-certified health psychologist, and I'm a board-certified sports. So part of my practice deals with trauma, recovery, pain management, anything with health issues, and the other is sports and performing arts. So if you wanted to be a better host, I can help you do that. If you were a dancer or a musician, or I work with elite athletes from amateur athletes to triathletes to Ironman to Olympic athletes. So it's the whole gamut, professional athletes we have here. Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about psychology and pain management. How does one help the other?
Well, is that one of the things that we were talking about on the phone is about the use of hypnosis, and is that that's one of my fields. I've been published since 1987 in the field of using hypnosis as a part of psychology. And so when the person comes in, for example, I'm also on the Disaster Relief Network, so at 9/11, I was there for the United Air crew to help them get back on the planes. So if you came in with shingles, or you're coming in with cancer, if you're coming in with medical problems, this is what I'm talking about, ulcerative colitis, you came in for childbirth, or you're having anxiety attacks, this is the part of the practice. So that's the rehab part. And then, as I said, the health part of it, the brain health part, is working with, you know, improving your performance.
Great. So put me in the shoes of one of your clients. What could I expect in my first consultation with you?
Well, is in the first consultation, we're looking at symptoms and causes. And this is very important. If you have a runny nose and you go to the doctor and you say, I got a runny nose, what do? You have to treat that runny nose. That's very important. That is a symptom. But the cause could be from a bacterial infection. It could be from a virus. It could be from an allergy. So you need to treat the cause. If you're having a bacterial infection, you need to take an antibiotic. But if you're having a virus, you're not going to take an antibiotic for the cause of that runny nose. But you still have to deal with the runny nose. So what I do in my consults, where people have, you know, been treated mostly for the symptoms, or is that they come in and we evaluate, we go over in the consult, we look at your symptoms, we go over all of them, and then I do present, because as a neuropsychologist and a board-certified health psychologist, we go through the causes, the possible causes of that symptom, and then I come up with a recommendation of the treatment for you, for your symptom and your causes. And I work locally, as we talked, in the Georgetown area, but also statewide, countrywide, and worldwide. So I have patients, and I do consults all over the world, because with the new, advent of Skype and go to my PC and all these things, I can work with people virtually anywhere, and I consult with other doctors. So if someone calls in and they're in Wisconsin, I can do a Skype consult with them, going over the symptoms and the causes, mm-hmm. and then help them find, this is where I talk about solutions and resources, I find the appropriate therapist or doctor for that person. A perfect example, Chris, would be a woman came in who had depressive symptoms, and we tried some neurofeedback, we tried some hypnosis, it really didn't work. On my team, we have an endocrinologist. We sent it to her, and guess what? She had an endocrine problem, and all the symptoms went away. So that's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, so on average, how often are your patients seeing you?
Okay, can you be more specific?
Yeah, I mean,
per week or in a length of time?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is it do your patients come to you weekly, monthly, or is it maybe just a one-time thing?
So the consults are one-time. That's a one-time. And then if it is appropriate for them to see me for, let's say, we'll take the hypnosis, and is that I will see people for hypnosis 2 to 3 times a week for 14 sessions, and that's it. If a perfect example of a person came in with shingles in their eyes, and within 10 sessions, their shingles was totally gone. This I'm published on. And another person with cancer, they had a tumor, and within 15, 20 sessions, we got the tumor smaller. I've done that for myself. I have a hepatic lymphoma, and my tumor went from 2.5 to 1.5. Ulcerative colitis we've worked on and been able to get that in 10 sessions. So that's like, for someone like that, I might see them 3 times a week for 10 sessions, you know, and then it's over. If it's someone who has severe PTSD, where you might take 2 to 3 times a week, and it might take 1 year, 2 years, you know, depending on what we're dealing with. So from brief, short-term to long-term therapy, and again, depending, I have an integrative approach, and so it might be seeing the Reiki person, it might be seeing mm-hmm. the endocrinologist, it might be seeing the psychiatrist, or we have a physical therapist on our team, so it's an integrative approach.
Okay. And talk to me a little bit about your practice, about the future. I mean, we got about a minute left here, so I want to give you the floor for the rest of the time being.
What are some of your goals?
Yeah.
One of the goals is that people, like I've just saw people before, that they've been given opiates. I have a dear friend who has 4 tumors on her back, and she, instead of being given a prescription for water therapy that would really help her, they gave her OxyContin. And so is that these other methods, from acupuncture to meditation to hypnosis, for my own sake, when I chose not to take chemotherapy and said I was going to do hypnosis, the head of Dana-Farber was shocked. He says, I never heard that hypnosis could be used for cancer. So one, in the future, I wrote a healthcare proposal that's on my website, and I hope people look at it, and it's under the About Dr. Diane on drdiane.com. And that hopefully that everybody can choose the doctors they want. You can choose whether you want to go to Starbucks or you want to go to another coffee place. You can choose what lawyers you want, but you cannot choose your healthcare professionals and how much you want to do it with. So that's on my healthcare proposal, and I hope someday it's instituted.
Very nice. Dr. Diane, it was a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And to our listeners, thanks for staying tuned to ABM-FM. We'll be back with more interviews after this break.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.